Construction of the new Tampa Museum of Art building officially began today with a groundbreaking ceremony at Curtis Hickson Park.
Are we ready to grab a shovel and get this project underway? Let's go.
That was Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio, who acknowledged the role of the City Council in making the new art museum possible. Iorio gave a verbal tour of the attractions that will be along the proposed Riverwalk, including the Tampa Bay History Center, Curtis Hickson Waterfront Park, the new Tampa Museum of Art, Children's Museum, and Tampa Bay Performing Arts Center.
What a statement about our great city, that we care about our history, that we care about our children, that we care about the visual arts, that we care about the performing arts, that we care about adding green space, that we care about adding a gathering space, that these are the investments that this community has made, even in a downturn economy, that these are the kinds of investments we make. Why? Because we believe in our future. We believe that this is one of the most livable and best cities in the United States, because we know how to come together as a community to make things happen. This says, today says a lot about the city and its future.
Students from West Tampa Elementary School used shovels to dig up dirt as part of the groundbreaking, while the theme song to the film Rocky played over the PA. Minutes before, the chairman of the board of the Tampa Museum of Art, Ray Eifert, predicted that the new museum would be downtown Tampa's focal point.
The board and everyone is just so excited about what this building will mean for downtown Tampa, what it'll mean for Hillsborough County, what it means for Tampa Bay. I mean, we couldn't be more happy to be here today. The revitalization, and as Jack said, when you see the footprint of this building, you'll see the children's, the Glazer Children's Museum come up. You'll see the park. You'll see Kylie Gardens. I mean, this is just going to be, this is going to be the happening spot in downtown Tampa.
The groundbreaking ceremony included music from Busch Gardens' Men of Note. The new museum will be 66,000 square feet, which is 20,000 more than the previous museum. But the master plan will allow expansion to 120,000 square feet, according to Ken Rollins, the museum's interim executive director.
I think we all realize that the new Tampa Museum of Art is going to make a difference in the fabric of downtown Tampa and, in fact, all of Hillsborough County and Tampa Bay.
The building's architect, Stanley Sadowitz, flew from his home in San Francisco. He spoke about how the museum building would be integrated with the surrounding park.
The building that grows out of this ground will extend and enhance the new park, embracing and amplifying it with its overhanging shelter and reflective walls. The building will be both in the landscape and a piece of landscape, reflecting the greenery, shimmering like water, flickering like clouds. It'll blur and unify, integrate and connect, making the museum park the park museum.
In the mid-1980s, Tampa City Council member Linda Salcena worked at the Tampa Art Museum in public relations. She told WMNF how the Community Investment Tax, or CIT, was instrumental in making the new museum possible. The CIT is a halfpenny sales tax approved by voters in 1996, and, according to the city's website, it generated $790 million between 1996 and 2006.
As a member of Tampa City Council and a former staff member for the Tampa Museum of Art, I felt strongly that the city needed a significant museum. And the Mayor Dick Greco had committed $10 million of CIT money to build the museum. And I talked with Emily Cass, who was then the director. She said, Linda, we need $30 million. I brought the mayor some croissants, and I said, we really need $30 million. And he did it. Mayor Dick Greco went to the mat for funding for this museum.
The Tampa Museum of Art Foundation announced their community fundraising campaign. People can sponsor 1 square foot of the museum for $404. Sponsorship for half and quarter square feet are also available. Linda Salcena said that even in these tough economic times, she is elated that Tampa is going to get a world-class art museum.
There's a phase one and phase two. The public dollars are capped at like $22 million, and then the private dollars will be about $22 million for the first phase, and then we have plans for a second phase, which will be virtually all private dollars.
The new Tampa Museum of Art is scheduled to open in the fall of 2009. To learn more, visit tampagov.net. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.